across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It won't have escaped your notice if you live in and around Cambridge that there's some roadworks going on at the moment on the A14 and have been for a couple of years. It's the biggest current construction project on the road network in the UK for the A14. And one of the men involved in it, project leader, project manager, what's your title, Mike Evans?
Senior project manager.
Senior project manager. What a responsibility that is.
Am I on?
You
now?
Are.
Oh, right. Yes, it's quite a responsibility. It's a huge project, and it's a project that we're making great strides at.
Yeah. So what's your background? How long have you been working in the road construction business for?
Well, I've been a transport planner or civil engineer, but specialised in transport planning ever since I left university. A lot of the work I did in the early years was overseas. I then left the sort of consultancy business and joined the civil service and joined what was Highways Agency.
Yes.
In about 2012. This particular project, the A14 Cambridge to Huntingdon scheme, has got a very long history. Mm. It's been in and out of the roads programme a number of times. And when it came back into the roads programme in about 2012-2013, I then joined that project to take it through the statutory process, which means get the legal powers to acquire land and to start construction.
Yeah.
We started construction in 2016, mm-hmm. and we're now over halfway through.
Yeah. And people don't think about all of that other stuff that happens before the people actually turn up on the road and start doing the work, do they? There's an awful lot of things that have to happen before a project is given the go-ahead for the works to start.
Yes, we had to take the scheme through the statutory process, which means making an application to the planning inspectorate. We had a six-month period where there was a public examination, so we could be challenged about what we were planning and what we were what the programme was, what the scheme was. We then had to get final Secretary of State approval, and the Secretary of State had to confirm the what are called the orders, which are the legal powers to start compulsorily acquiring land and building the road.
Yeah,
and that all took about 3 years. So it wasn't until 2016 that we were actually able to start on site.
Yeah.
And of course, also during that period, we had to engage the contractors and go through a process of engaging contractors, letting contractors bid for the work, effectively. And because it's such a large scheme, no one contractor was able to do it. So we originally got four contractors. One of those contractors was Carillion.
Oh, really?
Which is a name that everyone will be familiar with in the sense that they went bust a couple of years ago. But they were in partnership with Balfour Beatty, and Balfour Beatty very wisely took over the element of the contract that Carillion had.
Yeah.
So we have Balfour Beatty, we also have a company called Skanska, and we have a company called Costain. So they're now the main three contractors, but there are many, many subcontractors who work for the main contractors that do individual bits of work, be it earth moving or laying white lines or putting up signs or all sorts of jobs.
Yeah. So how many people roughly are working on this project?
At the peak, which would be last summer, we had just short of 3,000 people. We've dropped down a little bit, but we've still got over 2,000.
Yeah. So you've dropped down a bit because some of this work has been completed. Some of it's been open to the public. Various bridges have been built and opened. There was a new road around the back of the crematorium that was opened a couple of weeks ago. A local link road from Cambridge out to Oakington, Bar Hill, that sort of area.
Link road that connects Huntingdon Road coming out of Cambridge to Oakington Road, Dry Drayton,
Road,
or Dry Drayton Road, Oakington.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean. So there's bits and pieces of the road, but obviously the main bulk of this project is to build a new stretch of road that will become the A14, mm-hmm. and the existing A14 will become a local road for traffic, but still remain dual carriageway. So where are you at with that? Is it a 12-mile stretch of road, is that right?
Well, the overall scheme is about 25 miles long,
right?
But that includes the new A14, which will be what we call the Huntingdon Southern Bypass. So it's okay. The new road around the south of Huntingdon.
Yeah.
You've then got a stretch of the A1 north of Huntingdon, which we've also widened.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you've got two stretches near Cambridge, widening the existing A14 from about Swavesey down to Girton, and then widening part of the Cambridge Northern Bypass between Histon and Milton.
Yeah.
So there are six overall elements to the scheme.
Mm-hmm.
The other bit that I haven't mentioned is that once we open the Huntingdon Southern Bypass, we've then got work to do in Huntingdon Town Centre to take down the viaduct
yep.
That is over the railway
yep.
and to sort out part of the road network in Huntingdon. So, as I said, we were well over halfway towards completion. Your listeners who drive around the area will see that an awful lot of the work, particularly up near Huntingdon, is looking almost complete. A couple of weeks ago, we opened fully a stretch of the A1 that we'd been widening, and we're busy at the moment laying what we call blacktop, which is the running surface of the road over parts of the Huntingdon Southern Bypass. But down near Cambridge, between Swavesey and Girton and around the Girton area, there is an awful lot of work still to do because it's the very complex part. We've got to widen the existing A14 whilst keeping it open and allowing traffic to use the full capacity of the existing A14. Okay, we've put in some narrow lanes, but we've still kept two lanes in each direction, and we have to do that because otherwise traffic would grind to halt.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of work still to do, particularly down near Girton, and of course then there's the Cambridge Northern Bypass bit, which again is being widened whilst keeping the road open. Which sometimes is a challenge. But when the job is finished, we will sort out the difficulty that exists at the moment, which is the two loops at the Girton interchange. We're putting in a free-flow link to replace one of the loops. And then further up the scheme, of course, Spittles interchange near Huntingdon is a bit of a congestion hotspot, as is Brampton Hut.
Mm-hmm.
The new scheme will bypass them completely.
Yeah. So it's in people, obviously, when they use the roads, they might get frustrated that they're, you know, the speed limit's been limited or the roads have been narrowed, or if they're travelling around overnight, the roads are closed. But it is important to stress from your point of view that, you know, you keep the road open and as available to people using it as often as you possibly can. And when you do close a road or close a lane, it's because you absolutely have to. There is no other way of completing the work.
Yes, we have a commitment under the powers that we were granted to build the scheme that we would keep two lanes open in each direction at all times during peak hours, which is a large part of the morning and quite a large part of the evening.
Yeah.
But I do accept that during the night, when traffic levels drop considerably, we sometimes reduce the number of lanes down to one in each direction, and sometimes we close the carriageway. And we have to close the carriageway in order to provide a safe working area for our for staff. Who are building the scheme, but also a lot of the traffic management that we put in place and the change to the traffic management takes place at night when we have to close the road. Now, I know that when we close the road, we put in diversion routes,
mm-hmm.
and some of these diversion routes are not too popular because the diversion is to keep traffic on the trunk road network.
Yep.
So, for example, when we close the Cambridge Northern Bypass between, say, Milton and Histon, traffic is diverted all the way south on the M11 to the A505 to Duxford.
Yeah, I know that diversion well, Mike.
And it's a long diversion.
Yeah,
and
some people attempted to go through the city instead, which was some issues a few months back, where local residents were complaining that people, you know, lorries and whatever were coming through, but that wasn't because you were sending them in that direction. That was because they just save some time, they thought, and go through the city instead.
Yes, 2 points here. The diversion route that I've just talked about uses the M11. Now, not all traffic can use motorways.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have to sign an alternative for non-motorway traffic. And they are the signs that you'll see in the city centre.
Yep.
But we encourage traffic as much as possible to stick to the strategic diversion route. But you're right, some people follow their own sat-navs. Some people are locals who know where they're going.
Yep.
And know the way around the city network. And use the city network. And it's a fact of life that you can't stop people using the road network.
Exactly.
If they've got licences and they're following the traffic regulations, they have a legal right to use every bit of road that they want to. So we try and encourage people to use the strategic diversion route. And I think by and large it is used by long distance vehicles. We have had issues that people have been using some of the city roads.
Yeah, which is unavoidable, really. So are there any sort of areas that you're looking forward to in the future? I'm not expecting you to give a timescale or anything, but where are you looking at the next phase of completion to be?
Well, we've had a couple of recent milestones, which we've already covered, which was the opening of part of the new local access road around the back of the crematorium,
mm-hmm.
So that we could give new access to the crematorium, because we want to work on the trunk road in front of the crematorium now. And we've opened the A1 up near Huntingdon.
Yeah.
Last week we opened another bridge, which was the bridge at Connington Road. We are doing today the final placement of beams on the final road bridge to be complete, which is a little lane called New Barnes Lane, which is up near Fendrayton.
Right.
But we've still got two rather impressive structures to start, mm-hmm. which are the two footbridges that are going to be built, one at Swavesey and one at Bar Hill, which, for any engineers who are listening, are cable-stayed bridges, and they're going to be used for pedestrians, cyclists and horses. So they've yet to be completed.
Okay.
But, of course, the big push over the summer will be to do a lot of the work between Swavesey and Girton, and to start opening up some of the new bits of local access road between Girton and Bar Hill,
yep.
so that we can then start using that as running carriageway for A14, so that we can sort out the A14 widening. It's a bit like a jigsaw, or a bit like a Rubik's Cube, that you have to open some bits of scheme, not for their final use, but for temporary use for a particular type of traffic flow, so that we can then do work somewhere else.
Yeah, it's I wouldn't want to be involved in the planning. I can imagine it's a bit of a nightmare. Ollie, you're a fairly new driver. You've only been driving a few months.
Mm.
So your experience of driving around the A14 at the moment is pretty much as it has been with all the roadworks in place. But you're looking forward to driving on the new bit when you when it's all open.
Yeah, this is normal for me. 40 miles an hour on the A14 is normal. No, but I was the first time I was on the Barbos Road you're talking about, from Huntingdon Road to Oakington Road and the other day. But it's like I say, it's moving along nicely. You see as you use the route sort of day by day, the different bits and pieces like being fit together like a jigsaw.
Yeah.
But I was down in London the other day and trying to get out of St John's Wood, and it made me very appreciative of the Cambridge roadworks that are going on. So no problems whatsoever.
Yeah, good. Well, I appreciate you coming in and updating us, Mike. Perhaps we'll get you back in again in a year or so's time as we get to the final finishing post of the work. But the important message to convey is, at the moment, everything's still running on schedule, and it'll all be open, fingers crossed, at the end of next year.
Yes, delighted to come back again, Tim. We are on programme to open by December 2020. I think we might open a little bit earlier. We're aiming for, if we have a good summer, it all depends on good weather.
You had a good summer last year, so that helped, didn't it?
Yes, good summer last year. We've had a relatively dry winter, so we've been able to crack on, but there is still quite a lot to do. But if we have a good summer this year, we may be opening the scheme by, I don't know, late summer instead of December 2020. But that won't be the final piece of work, because it's only when we open the new A14 that we can then do the work in Huntingdon. So residents of Huntingdon will see still quite a bit of work to be done around near the station as we take down the viaduct, provide new access to the station, new access to the car parks, and hopefully build a new boulevard in front of the station. So there's still a lot of work to do, tremendously exciting, and I'll come back again and tell you more.
Yeah, please do. Thank you for coming in today.